You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Friday here on Fantasy Sports Today, as we get ready to close out the week of fantasy baseball. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. Matt Modica will weigh in on some pitching performances, and we'll give you some streaming options. And the Houston Astros, they got the job done last night. If you risked $600, congratulations, you got $100. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field. Puts it in.
All football season long, not only will you just be hearing me, but you'll be hearing my guest here on the show. And I'm so thrilled that he and I will be partnered up all football season. Joe Pizzapia is with me here on the show.
Look at us, the gang back together again, baby. Who says you can't go home again, Craig Mish? I don't know. Whoever said that's an idiot, because you can. Here I am back at FNTSY, and more importantly, here I am back with you, which is awesome, man, because you were one of the guys that kind of gave me my start. And the fact that now here we are, like you said, almost 10 years later, still doing this. We must be crazy, but not only still doing it, but still doing it together. I'm very excited as well, my friend.
All right, welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you. It's Friday, August 23rd, 2019. This is the final show without college football. Yay! College football is back tomorrow. Thank bleeping Lord. Starting tomorrow, college football. More than just baseball to talk about here on this show. And look, I have been switching in between baseball and football for you guys. And I don't know. I got to think about that next year. I may just stick to baseball until the preseason's over next year. It's been the preseason has been no fun whatsoever. And that's not to say that baseball has been fantastic either. We're in those dog days of summer, just kind of waiting for football to go, hoping that we would have gotten a lot out of the preseason last night. But I do think we have some good content for you coming up at the top of the hour. Our football hour in hour two, I will give you my running back rankings for 2019. Those are final, done, in the books. You guys can use those if you like. My top 10 running backs in fantasy. That'll carry you through the first couple rounds for sure. Brad Ziegler will be with us. But in this hour, we, of course, cover fantasy baseball. And you could probably say this, that this is the final time here on this show that we'll do an hour of baseball, because the football season is here. Starting Monday, Joe Pizzapia will be with me. But of course, I will always throughout the week give you updates on fantasy baseball. If there are players I think you should pick up, we can always dedicate a segment or two to that. Joe knows that. I know that. The powers that be here at FNTSY know that. And you can always follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. I'm always going to deliver baseball content to you. But I understand most of you, basically the way that they break the fantasy football down is this, is that for people that are the average people in redraft fantasy football leagues, somewhere between 20 to 30% of you are going to be drafting this weekend in fantasy. So that gives you an idea how many people will be drafting. And then between after next weekend and the 10th, that's where you get the other 80%. So there's a huge chunk of you that this weekend you set aside. And now they call this National Fantasy Football Draft Weekend. I don't know why. I would think that it's next weekend should be the weekend. My big money draft is going to be a week from Monday on Labor Day, so I'll do that as well. But we can get all that in an hour. You can dial me up here on the show at any time, 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. Put that number in your phone. All football season will help you out. Me, Joe Pizzapia, for sure. But let's get to last night's baseball and give a little bit of a preview today. Last night, two more home runs from Gleyber Torres. Yankees can't seem to solve Oakland for some reason, but Torres did homer twice in that game and is now emerging as arguably one of the top infield fantasy baseball players in the land. He really is. And honestly, when I did my rankings the other day, I had him right outside my top 12. I still think next year he'll end up being a second-round pick in fantasy. He should be. I mean, you don't really get that kind of power from the infield position, and Torres has certainly proven it. Whether he's at second base or anywhere else, he gives you a ton of value. Altuve started to fall a little bit. Torres could end up being the number one or number two second baseman in fantasy next year. There's certainly that shot, or wherever you place him in the infield. He could play multiple positions if they choose to do that for the Yankees. So two more bombs last night for Torres. Okay, the minus 550 yesterday for the Astros came through. Gerrit Cole did it, of course. 12 strikeouts, 6-3 final against Detroit. Cole has been fantasy's best pitcher this year. He improves to 15-5 on the season. I have him in a head-to-head league. I got 13 wins. I'm trailing this week. I'm gonna make the playoffs, but I'd like to be the number one seed if I can. That's in jeopardy. Noah Syndergaard yesterday. The Mets do it again. 6 shutout innings, 5 wins in a row for the Mets as they try and chase down that wild card. They certainly have a shot. According to FanGraphs, their percentages keep rising, and some other teams keep falling, so the Mets have a chance to get there. They got DeGrom, they got Syndergaard, they got the pitching. It's just a matter of if they can keep this kind of epic run going. Very hard in baseball to win as much as the Mets have, and they're going to have to do exactly what they've done now for the rest of the season, so certainly that is going to be tough. Yoan Moncada, who a lot of people thought were in for a big breakout season, it's been a really good season for him. I talked about him returning yesterday. Popular player is picked as the sleeper of the year for a lot of people. He came back, hit a 2-run home run yesterday, so that's a good sign for Moncada being back in the lineup. You can activate him in all fantasy leagues. He has that stolen base potential, that home run potential, and I think that next year, as the White Sox take another leap toward back to being relevant again, I think Moncada is going to end up being a second-round, third-round pick for a lot of people. So good to see him happy, good to see him healthy, and of course, we're very healthy here on this show. And of course, you can download our show on iTunes, on Stitcher, and wherever you hear podcasts after our program is over. I would invite you to do that right now. If you're listening on your phone, subscribe to our show, and you'll get a notification. Set up your notifications. It gets sent to you immediately. You don't even have to do anything. You listen to us on demand. So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is, of course, at audioboom.com, or better yet, go to the FNTSY app. Take a look at my squinty face looking at you. And every day, just download the app. You can listen to us for free. It is free to register. It is free to listen to. We are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free fantasy and gambling radio. What's better than that? Speaking of which, I am officially signed up at the for the Super Contest this year, and I'm officially signed up at the Golden Nugget for their college football, pro football contest. So I'll do my picks every week here on this show, the Golden Nugget and the Super Contest. Excited to do that with you guys as well. I am not afraid to spend the gambling money during the season, during the football season. I am not afraid. People can say they gamble. I will be happy to show you my tickets. I go big or I go home. That's the way it is. We'll take a quick time out. We go big or go home next. 3 up, 3 down here on FNTSY Radio. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be right back.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is to take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The window.
One thing about the Patriots, they will overcome it. They overcome Edelman suspension, Brady suspension, Gronkowski missing time, Josh Gordon missing time last year and the rest of the season due to injury. It doesn't matter. This team just rolls on. It never matters. Chandler Jones gone, Richard Seymour back in the day gone. They just keep turning over the roster. The only constant is Belichick and Brady and Edelman to a lesser extent, but they keep rolling.
Watch live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
What goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Time for a little three up, three down. Apologize for those little technical difficulties, as they call them. But we're back here. We got some three up, three down here on the show. So let's get right to it. Things that I think are trending up and trending down in the world of fantasy sports. We'll start off with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And boy, are they amazing. They did it again last night. And will they do it again tonight? I mean, it's like every night. They just walk off. Would you believe that the Dodgers last night, down 2-0 in the ninth inning, they come back and they beat the Blue Jays 3-2 the final. Another walk-off. And that means that they have walked off 12 different times this season. That is absolutely incredible. I mean, they're going to walk off 15-20 times this year, but this is their year, guys. If you were a Dodgers fan, I know they got to game 7 a couple of years ago, and then they played the Red Sox in the World Series. They got to game 7. They got to game 6 or 5. I don't know. They got to the World Series again last year. There is no excuses for the Dodgers this year. They're the best team in the National League. They should be able to go toe-to-toe with any team in the American League. They may not win, and they may just be three-time World Series losers here, but this is the best chance that they have. In fact, I would say that even if they're not a favorite to win the World Series, they got to be very close to it. And so I don't know that I would even put the Yankees ahead of them. Houston will give them a good battle. Could be a rematch of that. But Dodgers definitely trending up for sure. 12 walk-offs so far for L.A. Also trending up in baseball, Max Scherzer is back. 4 innings pitched yesterday, 3 strikeouts. And he's just really good to have back for baseball. One of the best pitchers in the game. It was kind of sad not seeing him out there for a while. And now he's back. Looked pretty good against the Pirates. I thought that they may have had a little bit of a quick hook with him because they're trying to build him back up again, and teams tend to do that. So if you activated him in fantasy, you're kind of bummed out. You didn't get that win from him, and you didn't get a quality start either. But 3 strikeouts, and it's good for baseball to have Max Scherzer back on the field. That is also trending up for me. The third trending up is congratulations to Popeye's Chicken. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this before, where you have somebody posting a chicken sandwich on social media on their account, and you can't go anywhere in the country right now and buy a chicken sandwich from Popeyes. I gotta give all the credit in the world to their marketing department. Whoever put this together, that person needs to get a raise. That person needs to get a new job. They've done a great job. I gotta say, I mean, I haven't had the chicken sandwich yet. I know Sean mentioned that he was going to go try it. I don't know if he tried it yet. Hopefully before the weekend's over. But I guess I'm going to have to really try this thing at some point. There is a Popeye's Chicken near my house, about 5 minutes away, but it's under construction. So I'm assuming that I can't get a chicken sandwich with the place under construction, so I'm going to have to wait. But yeah, good job by the social media director there at Popeye's. Whoever's doing this, they're making something out of nothing, basically. Okay, trending down. Last night, and I haven't included the Marlins a lot in my trending downs. I hate to do it. I hate to stick it to them. It's not what I like to do, and I do a podcast anyway, and I'm tired of talking about it. But last night, I've been tweeting about this for a while, maybe a week, I don't know, a couple days. But why in the world are the Marlins letting Ronald Acuña Jr. beat them after what this guy has done to them, tormenting them, making them It's like he's like Barry Bonds when he faces them. And with two outs and runners on first and third in the ninth inning, Acuna comes up to the plate. Ozzie Albies is on deck, who's a very good player. He's very good. He's also 0 for 12 in the series and 2 for his last 20. And instead of taking your shot against Albies, who's beat them pretty bad, by the way, also in the past, to be honest, but you can't let Ronald Acuna walk you off and running around the bases and going nuts. You can't leave the season with that image. That's the last time the Marlins are playing the Braves all season. And that's the lasting image from it. Acuna got even, and he got his. I don't get it. Why? Ugh. Broke my heart last night seeing that. Don't get it. But that's definitely trending down for me today. Second one, Tom Terrific. Tom Brady decided that he wanted to have the term Tom Terrific patented. And the U.S. patent says no because there's too much alignment with the former pitcher named Tom Seaver, who, of course, was his nickname. And if you don't believe that, all you got to do is just Google Tom Terrific with Tom Seaver, and not only will you see that that is the case, but Tom Seaver, who is obviously in not very good health anymore, unfortunately, when he was signing autographs, was signing them, and you could actually have him write Tom Terrific on the baseball. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what Tom was thinking here, Tom Brady. I mean, you got enough money. Your wife is a billionaire, and I guess that this was a good attempt, and he's pretty funny, by the way, Tom Brady, on social media now, mentioning fantasy football as well. But I would say that Tom Brady probably is a little bit of a bad look here, and especially with Tom Seaver not doing well in terms of his health. But patent department, I think, did the right thing, so trending down was the application for me. Now, this is the final one, and it's a little bit scary for me. And I know in our country we're having all kinds of issues with the environment and pollution and things of that nature. But listen to this one. So in upstate New York earlier this week, could have been over the weekend. I got to check the timeline on this. But in upstate New York, a woman fishing with someone else caught a two-mouthed trout in Lake Champlain, upstate New York. Now, they haven't really been able to determine yet why the trout had two mouths. Some people have surmised that the trout was previously caught by someone else, and it kind of dragged the mouth open and distorted it, and with the trout living for another 6 months, a year, whatever it is, just grew another mouth. There are other people who think that this is just a genetic defect, and there are some, of course, who think that the reason why is pollution. Now, I'll tell you right now, I have no idea how this ended up happening or why it ended up happening, but that bleep is very scary. And if I start going fishing, or if I start going to the market and I start seeing two heads, two mouths, two different things, I'm going to start freaking out a little bit more. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. Now, I've never been fishing on Lake Champlain. I have been to upstate New York. Nothing would surprise me up there, but imagine you're going fishing and you pull out a fish and it has two mouths. I mean, two heads is scary enough. The two mouths, too? It's kind of crazy. So that is our 3-Up, 3-Down segment for today. If you have any suggestions for 3-Up, 3-Down, you can always let me know at Craig Mish on social media and on Twitter as we continue on with our show. We're going to have Matt Modica join us coming up in about 3 minutes from now. And since we kind of got a little short on time and missed out on the last segment, we may not have time today to go through the full baseball schedule and give you some of the streaming options. So let me give you a couple of good DFS options, at least, on FanDuel if you're playing tonight. My FanDuel account is open and ready. I played a couple of days ago and picked a good pitcher in Strasburg. If he would have won, I would have cashed, but he didn't. He got the no decision because Wander Suero came in and gave it up. But let me give you a couple for today before we bring in Matt Modica. I have Jack Flaherty of the St. Louis Cardinals on FanDuel tonight. He is 9,900. He's pretty high priced, but they play the Rockies. And I've had Peter Lambert, his opponent, for quite some time on my NL fantasy team, and Lambert has not fared well, 2-3 with a 6.55. So if you're playing in a one-pitcher or two-pitcher league, whether it's DraftKings or FanDuel, FanDuel, of course, is the one-pitcher, 9,900 for Jack Flaherty of the Cardinals, who has certainly been one of the NL's better pitchers over the past month. The other one in a two-pitcher or even one-pitcher league that I wanted to give out is Jose Berríos of the Minnesota Twins. Berríos has been one of the AL's, I would say, one of their best pitchers. Now, they're a huge favorite tonight, minus 340, not quite the 400s or 500s that we saw against Houston, but the Twins tonight take on the Tigers and Drew Verhagen. Verhagen is 3-2 with a 6.67 earned run average with an 8-10 start time, and Berríos is lower priced than Flaherty at 8,800 tonight on FanDuel. So those would be two options that I would suggest tonight in terms of that. As far as other games tonight that at least have my interest, Trevor Richards makes his second start for the Rays tonight at Baltimore. That would seem to be a pretty good start, although Richards is prone to giving up a couple of home runs, so keep an eye on that. And the Red Sox are really up against it at this point. Boston's going to need to start pulling off some wins. They're only 7 games over .500 now, even though their offense has been pretty good. They're third overall in runs in the league. But they're going to be facing Chris Paddock tonight, who's 7-6 with a 3.44 earned run average. Eduardo Rodriguez is 14-5 with a 4.10. Also tonight, Justice Sheffield, who came over in the trade from Seattle in the offseason in that Robinson Cano deal. Sheffield will make his major league debut as a starter tonight. Again, as a starter, he's pitched in relief a little bit for Seattle. And really pretty good start tonight. I don't know if Sheffield will succeed or not. The total's 9.5 in the game. But they go against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have really struggled. And Trent Thornton starts tonight for them. He is 4-8 with a 5.30 earned run average. And that's your abbreviated look at the baseball scoreboard along with Three Up, Three Down. And wouldn't you know, we got everything in here on the segment, even though we missed a segment. So let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. When we come back next, we're going to talk to Matt Modica, CTM Baseball, take a look at some of the potential pitching matchups for today. Then at the top of the hour, we dive back into fantasy football, the latest on Cam Newton, who looks like he avoided a major injury. Brad Ziegler will weigh in and tell us where his rankings are. He's got an update in terms of his rankings on Andrew Luck. That's one of the guys that he's moving up and moving down. But again, this morning, Ian Rappaport on Twitter says the Panthers are cautiously optimistic that Cam Newton will be ready for week one. Those of you who have Cam Newton, make sure you have backup options in fantasy for week one, just in case. Let's take a quick timeout. More baseball discussion. CTM Baseball, Matt Modica joins us next here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show, and we got a special guest here on the program. If we're going to talk some baseball, we're going to talk some pitching. We're going to bring in Matt Modica, CTM Baseball. He's got the best menu of lunch going in the United States. This guy's tweeting out pictures, makes me so jealous every day, the meals that this guy has. Matt, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
No, it's my pleasure, man. But it's just not fair. I mean, the kind of food that you have access to, I mean, I don't get that here in Florida. It's not fair at all. I don't like it.
Yeah, but you get the beautiful beach and the beautiful water, so.
That's true.
That's
true. You know, when I visit your way, and I was there for about a week back in July, after like 5 or 6 days, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's awesome for like 2 or 3 days, and then I'm like, yeah, I think it's time to go home. So I kind of get where you're coming from there. But trying to find a good piece of pizza is very tough. Sean is going to sample whatever the name of that pizza place was. But okay, so Matt, we are winding down here. We've got a month left in the fantasy baseball season, so let's just kind of dive into your leagues a little bit here. How are you doing over in the NFBC leagues and some of the high stakes leagues? Is it going well for you? Bad? You got a shot to win? In the money? What's going to happen here in the last month?
It's been my best season to date. It's been a pretty remarkable year, but unfortunately, it's not over. So, yeah, that goes. I mean, in the high stakes, the higher stake leagues, in my super, I've been in first pretty much all year with 130 points.
Wow. Good.
And one of my ultimates, I'm a few points out of second, third. I got 91. So we'll see how that breaks in these final 5 weeks. And one of my most disappointing teams was my NTM ultimate, where I have like 60 points in hitting and 18 in pitching, believe it or not.
That's like almost impossible. That's like you sign your name on your report card and you get 18 points just for doing that. That's wild. Okay. But whatever, you're doing great in the other ones. But look, I mean, that's that part about...
In the main event, I have a top five team with Chris Vaccaro, and I have a solo team that's 12th overall. So.
Okay, so what was the... What was your secret sauce this year? Why is this happening? What did you get that this happened?
I mean, in particular, I don't know. I think if you put the time in, the research, look, you got to have some breaks go your way. You know, I did still take pitching. It wasn't like I shied away from pitching and went all hitting. Because as you see throughout the year, the pitching does correct itself in most cases, not in all. You know, a couple teams where I got Yelich was a guy that, you know, if I had the earlier pick and he was there, I took him because I figured his, even with regression, he would still be a very good player. I just not expect him to have the season he's having. I mean, I don't think anybody did. We all thought some pullback was. But I didn't know about the ball.
Yeah. Did you think he would do 50-30, 50 home runs, 30 steals?
No, I did not. I would have been happy with, like, you know, a very good average that he always produces. Right. I think it may be like 27 homers, 20 stolen bases. That's a very good, you know, first round pick.
Yeah, for sure. Matt Modica is with us at CTM Baseball. I did my mock first round a couple days ago. We're moving, you know, more toward football here, so I'm kind of wrapping up some baseball stuff. What would your mock first round be, and would there, how many pitchers are going to go in the first round, Matt, in NFBC leagues? Or I guess NFBC leagues pitching gets pumped up big time, but I suppose if you gave a general overview, how many pitchers do you think go in the first round of 12-team leagues next year? How many do you think?
In a 15, I would say 4. In a 12, it's definitely 2, maybe 3. I mean, look, I got to think, unless Garrett Cole signs somewhere terrible, if he re-ups with the Astros, he's probably my number one next year. You know, I'm still going to be on the ground. He's pitched, you know, fantastically. Scherzer, you're going to ask yourself, you know, is he starting to get to that age at some point? He's got to step back and he's got the misery or the back or whatever. But I mean, I think Scherzer and Verlander are still going to be high end commodities next year despite their age.
Yeah, probably so. And Verlander has been great. What do you make of Lucas Giolito? How high will he go in next year's draft? Do you believe what you've seen?
Oh no, I believe what I see. And you know, we all talk about fad and blowing money on everything. It's the fad pickups that you get for just a few dollars on a, say, a whim or a chance. And that's what I did with Giolito when he got hurt. I saw he was striking out some guys. I put just a few dollars on him in a couple of leagues, and it paid off. And outside of the Cubs, he's been simply fantastic. You know, I think maybe the Twins might have blown him up once, but since May 2nd, when he came back versus Boston, you know, the guy's just, he's been a different pitcher. You see the maturity, you know, the difference in speeds that he does. You know, it's not even the location as much as having to time that between the fastball and the changeup and stuff. And it's really fun to watch. You got to root for that guy. A lot of people wrote him off.
Yeah, and you're right. And another player that, Matt, people wrote off to a degree was Clayton Kershaw going into the season. Of course, he was hurt, and so you really didn't know what you were going to expect from him. He's been arguably the best pitcher in baseball since the All-Star break. If he keeps this up and he makes another, let's say, 4 starts or 5 starts and is in within the range of what he's done, does he move back into the top 3 or top 4 pitchers in fantasy next year? Because he's pitched like the best one so far since July 31st.
He's probably going to be somewhere near that area. Look, he's been healthy. I was one of the people that, you know, and I even admitted it on Twitter, I was staying away. I mean, the back three, he injured the back 3 consecutive seasons. The strikeout rate plummeted last year, but he's showing you with the secondary stuff, he can do it. He can be effective. What is it, 33 out of his last 34 starts have been 6 innings or more. So he's been, you know, healthy for the most part. He did start the season about 2 weeks late. So he's going to be right outside the top 5, I think, or maybe number 5 for a lot of people. Might be a little further back for me. But look, he's been a god, so it's good to see.
We're talking to Matt Modica, and we're breaking down some fantasy baseball discussion. At the end of the season, Matt, how many players will have 50 home runs? Will it just be the 4 that are on pace for it? Will it be less? You know, we're going with Mike Trout, Bellinger, Yelich, and I think Acuna's got that, or Pete Alonso. Those are the 4. Will Acuna get there? Eugenio Suarez? How many guys have 50 home runs, you think, at the end of the year?
I'll say with 4. I think a couple of people just have to cool down. And, you know, it's just, look, I love home runs and I love offense, but this is getting a bit ridiculous as far as for me. I know maybe I grew up on the 80s baseball. It was a different game, but this is like, you know, this is like going back to the steroid era. Now you got to juice the ball instead of players.
Yeah, it's tough to work through, and I think that's going to be the big question next year when we try to take a look at fantasy. You know, while we have you, Matt, we may as well mix in a little football conversation. I know
sure.
That you know, you got your football drafts are underway. Are there any guys? I always love asking this question because it really just tells me more about who people are targeting. We had Brad. We're going to have Brad Ziegler on coming up in the second hour of the show, and I'm going to ask him the same question that I'll ask you. As many drafts as you've done, and he's done like 30 or 40, so it's ridiculous with best balls and all that. Are there the same few guys that you've gotten in every draft at this point, Matt? Like two guys or three guys that I guess you could call them shares that you've gotten the most shares of so far?
Well, if I want to say in my portfolio, I guess James Conner's a guy I probably have about three shares of. It's more because of where my draft spot was. So if I'm outside of the top three and somewhere in the middle towards the end, look, I think Conner, before he got injured last year, he was tops in like every metric. That offense is such a fantasy-friendly offense. You know who the players are going to be. There's not a lot of, you know, guessing you have to do there. James Conner would probably be that guy, you know, the early round guy. Miles Sanders is a must for me. I think he's a guy, it might take a couple of weeks. He's what I like to call the stash and cash player mm-hmm. that wins you leagues. Look at Nick Chubb right. last year. From week 7 up to week 16, he had, 800 yards of rushing, like 6 touchdowns. So it's not always, saying you have that guy in. You have a starting running back week 1. I don't like drafting the Bucs running backs. I'd rather draft Darwin Thompson, who I've been on since the flex draft that I did earlier this month, or Tony Pollard. I mean, even if Zeke signs, he signs. But, you know, I think right now you've got to take that chance on Pollard.
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean? What's wrong with Peyton Barber and Ronald Jones? They could be superstars this year, Matt. Are you kidding me? No.
We call people as fish.
It's okay. We're wrapping things up in a conversation with Matt Modica at CTM Baseball, and you can catch his columns, of course, at The Athletic as well. He appears on the Fantasy BFFs and talks baseball and football with them as well. So, Matt, as we head into, I think, what most people will think the busiest time of the year in terms of fantasy drafts, the success that you have had, fill in the blank for me here, the success that you have had in fantasy football has been accomplishing blank. What is it? What is it that people should know that, like, the secret sauce for you that has helped you accomplish success in fantasy football?
I mean, just being willing to use whatever strategy I think is best, not being held down. I don't mind going receiver. I don't have to have that running back in the first two rounds. I'm not going to force it. Nice to have one or two. But what's going to be nice is next Friday night, me and Andy Saxon, my partner from last year, will be defending champions for the New York Super, which I consider the toughest fantasy league I've ever played.
And where is that draft? Is that Vegas or New York or what?
No, that's in New York at the Stewart Hotel.
Oh, I know it very well. That's where I. Yeah. They're like the fantasy hotel at this point, going on like 2 or 3
years.
Yeah, pretty much.
They've. I like it better than the Midtown Hilton. Hopefully, Hilton is our sponsor.
No, they used to be until that sentence. Thank you so much, Matt. We just lost all our money here on Fantasy Sports Today. All right, enjoy the food. I want to see some good food for the weekend. Please don't. Please keep going with that. Making me jealous. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Matt Modica. You can follow him on Twitter at CTM Baseball. Now, Sean, I before we come back Monday, you have two things. One of them you have to do for me, okay? You got to either have the pizza or eat the Popeye's chicken.
No, wait. Oh, I didn't tell you. I did try the pizza yesterday.
You went?
Yes, I did go because I'm a pizza guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You are dedicated to this show.
I am dedicated, yes.
Or a pizza, one or the other. More pizza than me. 80-20 split. You pizza, then me 20. So what happened?
I got a regular slice, so I always have to try that to compare it to other places. The sauce is sweet, and it has like a brick oven type of finish to it. So it kind of has that kind of brick oven type of taste to it. Very thin.
Well done taste.
Yes. And very well done. Very thin, and it wasn't great. All right, I'm not going to go and say it's the best in the city. I wouldn't go that far.
Wow. Okay. All right. So there you go. There is your pizza tasting from Sean Guastamacchia,
yeah,
and he is, and at 4 o'clock Eastern on Full Time Fantasy, he'll have the chicken and he'll break
I'll
down.
I'll try
chicken.
To. I mean. It's sold out.
Anyway. I know. That's asking a lot for you to eat Popeye's chicken. I would not ask you to do it. I'm just saying if you happen to, I would love a review. That's all.
You got it.
That's simple. It's making me so hungry today with all this food talk. I'm going to have to And then before I go to the Marlins game, I'm going to have to eat some pizza or something. Okay. All right. So we got our little best of segment coming up next here. We have a very good second hour planned for you. And this is factual. I'm going to have my running back rankings. So stay tuned to that. I got my top 10 running backs in fantasy for this year. It's done. It's in the books. And it's live coming up in 30 minutes from now. Brad Ziegler is going to be on the show. He breaks down his rankings in fantasy football. And we get so much more. Our fun football hour starts next. Here on FNTSY Radio, I am Craig Mish. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.